Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at Fidelity.com/Trader Plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Bell. Brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
The letter from our owner, Arthur Blank, starts with, I have great personal affinity for both Raheem and Terry and appreciate their hard work and dedication to the Falcons, but I believe we need new leadership in these roles moving forward. The decision to move away from people who represent the organization so well and have shared a shared commitment, Mike, to the values that are important to the organization is not an easy one. But the results on the field have not met our expectations or those of our fan base and leadership. Talking about, obviously, himself in the front office. I wish Raheem and Terry absolutely the best in their future pursuits. That's Arthur Blank. It's a long letter. It's out there. We both retweeted it, pinned it to various social media that we're involved with. And the bottom line is, look, he is laying out a plan for us. He is saying, here's why I did it. And then on top of that, this is where we're going. And a lot of people around the league are saying, wow, that feels different. Because it is.
Right.
This is the first time where you've come out and said, hey, publicly, not privately, Rich McKay is not president of football. Okay. And now we've got a new guy who's been with the organization. Like I said, Greg Beatles has been here. He's been promoted numerous times, but now he is the president and CEO of the Atlanta Falcons. It's the first time publicly they've come out and said that, Mike. And then on top of that, how they're going about this new position on top of the general manager where the head coach and the GM are going to report to this president of football. So this is a different situation than what we've seen in the past. All I can say is Mike and I both hope it works. Now, for me, before we jump back on the phones, Terry's mistake, Mike, he didn't get the quarterback right. Right? You talk about the Penix thing, which is still looming, by the way. But even before that.
And by the way, Pettis, just sidebar, he may get healthy and can be the man and with the right offensive coordinator reach the goals everyone thought he would. We just don't know that. That's not hating on him. That's just saying it's a giant question mark right now.
I totally agree. But the thing about this league, guys, is the GMs who survive get that one position right. You can screw up a lot of other stuff. You can get wide receivers wrong. You can get the wrong DBs, Mike. You can actually get the left tackle wrong. You cannot get that position wrong. And during his tenure, he didn't get it right. So if you want to say, hey, Terry did all these wonderful things, we are not in a better place because that's the one position you have to get right, and he didn't.
Right, and you got to take it all the way back. And some of this, as we said, perhaps not his fault. Somebody in that building thought it was a great idea to invite Deshaun Watson in.
Good call.
Probably Mr. Blank. He says, I'm not a meddler. When we ask, he says he doesn't meddle. But nobody ever wanted to own that. And believe me, Carl and I asked. We asked everybody. And everybody went, I don't know. Like literally, both hands go. Like one goes, one points one way, the guy points the other way.
Nobody wanted.
But
to say.
You go and get Deshaun Watson, you alienate Matt Ryan. He may have had one more good year in him here. Doesn't matter what happened in Indianapolis. That's a different circumstance. We know what we had here. You know, he got Pitts 1,000 yards his 1 year working together with him. But Ryan's out because somebody thought it was a great idea to bring Deshaun Watson when you didn't have the money. So the Browns got him. You now get Matt's out here for a third, and you got to go find a journeyman in Marcus Mariota. Bum. All right, then we all thought, and like I was guilty, I thought, you know, I felt we could have that Russell
Marcus
Wilson type thing.
Right.
Yes, and that was Desmond Ritter, and he wasn't ready for primetime, and he still isn't. And to your point, exactly right.
No, man, you're on. We will continue this conversation with you at 404-726-0929. Phone lines are open, and they will be all day long. We got a lot to get to, including coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. We will talk more about this decision to part ways. And what other members to the coaching staff do you anticipate? Like, look, we all think I shouldn't say that. Many people think Jeff Ulbrich should still be here, regardless of what happened with Raheem. And I'm just here to tell you, it is rare that the DC or the OC mic is retained when a new head coach has come in. It's rare. Not saying it won't happen. But it would almost have to be, Mike, that Jeff Ulbrich would have to have a relationship with whomever is going to get the job, right. And that guy totally believes in what he's seeing on film and what they did, and he goes, we're keeping him.
And that's why, you know, I get it. You know, he's a guy in an area on the team which, you know, has been pretty good, but I'm sorry. Too many men on the field, not enough men on the field, okay? You gave up 201 yards of scrimmage to Christian McCaffrey. The only weapon you had to stop against San Francisco. Jonathan Taylor, 3 touchdowns, 286 yards against us in Berlin. Bryce Young throws for 448 yards and 3 TDs against us. So, with all due respect to Jeff Ulbrich, no. Goodbye.
I don't think so either. Not under these circumstances. If Ra was retained and the GM was gone, he would still be here. But right. I don't think
as
that's
you said,
happen.
If it's somebody who knows him from his time. Nothing, like I said, Jeff did some good things, but that's part of the resume. Defense could not stop the biggest weapons when it mattered most. We made Bryce Young literally look like a superstar this year.
No, he's in the playoffs now.
Right.
Jay Will in Lithonia, man. Appreciate you holding on. Jay Will, where you at on all this stuff, man? Talk to us. Hey, man.
Good afternoon. I just want to make a couple of points that I've been wanting to get out for the last month, and that is concerning some of the games. One of them is the Carolina game where we came away with a zero.
Right.
The microphones were not working properly. They knew this, but yesterday the OC stayed up in a box away from the quarterback. Next is the five-game skid. On a five-game skid, after 3 games losing like that, we should have made a some kind of change after the third loss. I didn't think my head coaching team was quick enough on making necessary adjustments. Mm. And that does go back to the quarterback change. The next one is I was uneasy with paying as much money as we did to a quarterback that we really should have said 4 years. What about two? And picking a quarterback that had so many injuries.
Right.
The last, we've had 7 head coaches in the last, ever since Arthur Blank took over in 2002. I would like to see the Falcons clone something, and I know we can't be exact. You got 32 teams trying to do the same thing. But I like what Chicago did with Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson. Mm-hmm. And plus, on top of that, they have 2 of our good players there on the Chicago team. Other than that, I wish Raheem success, and also Terry Fontenot, his mistake was those contracts and they pick on the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. Lithonia, stand up. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. I say that because Mike and I, we talk about this all the time. We talk about it every day. It feels like this is what the season has been about, right? This perpetual conversation about the same things. But when you hear it from a listener and a fan who says, here are all the things that are bothering me.
Right.
Hey, man, it's a long list. And by the way, that's the same list that Arthur Blank had in front of him, which is why he made the decision.
Right. I mean, and all the things that caller talked about, those are accurate. I mean, this is one of those things where you look at it. I had guys, and I was kind of pulling my hair out last night. You won 4 games in a row. Who cares? The season was lost. All right, you got when the season is it's still up for grabs, you know, win those games. You know, I don't want to hear about, oh, man, 4-game win streak at the end. It doesn't mean anything. They blew it, Carl, for my money in August. Michael Penix Jr. needed to be starting that first halves of every preseason game. You needed Zach Robinson to get the rapport with him on the sideline, figure out if that works. As the caller just mentioned, it was a total BS front, a window dressing move to fire Ike Hilliard, and then, oh, now coach realizes he's got to be on the sideline. Why? You had the entire summer to figure that out. That's the problem with Raheem and the staff. It's the details.
Let's talk to Dan in Alpharetta. Dan, thank you for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, tell us what you're thinking about the firings.
Guys, Mike, don't pull your hair out, man. You spent too much money on it, okay?
That's true.
I don't think the wife would appreciate it.
Good point.
But, you know, here's my issue. Is Rich McKay, why is he still there? And Arthur Blank said it when Mercedes-Benz was getting built. He's not involved. I think he is he's the rusty wrench in the system. I honestly believe that. And
I know there's a lightning rod because people see him in the booth, Carl, in Arthur's ownership box, and they immediately think, yeah, I mean, how's Rich not going to be commenting about the football?
All right, so let me just say this, and again, I'm not defending this. Okay, the Falcons have put out a statement. They're going to talk about this on Thursday. I think you'll hear a lot about this moving forward. All I can tell you is what we've been told, and that is Rich McKay is out as president of football. Okay, Greg Beadles, two president
and CEO. Give him a pension check and get him out of the system. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so let's address that. You want him completely gone. He still has a lot of value with the other businesses that Arthur Blank runs, including the AMB group. And, guys, I know we hadn't talked about this, but guess what? We got the World Cup coming, okay? We got the Super Bowl coming back in 2028. Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but Rich McKay and his long history, Mike, with the NFL has helped us achieve some of this stuff. He is one of the reasons why, Atlanta, we've been able to grasp on and bring in some of these major events. Now,
Wait a second.
This is why he's not gone. So understand that. I'm not saying you're wrong about why he's sitting in the booth, but he also has other responsibilities. I'm only telling you what we've been told, and I'm going to take their word for it and say, look, he's out as president of football, Mike. It's Greg Beadles. His other responsibilities is why he is communicating, and you see him with Arthur Blank. And if you don't want to believe that, I don't know what to tell you. Let's hope that's the case.
But here's my other questions is – like Mike has been preaching for the last two seasons, how did you get these two quarterbacks together in the same building?
Right.
And I'm an armchair guy. I don't record these games and study them. I know you guys spend hours and hours, you know, and you watch them over and over. I'm sitting here going, that's the dumbest play that I ever saw.
Right.
You just ran the ball three times, and now you did a dumb screen and lost a yard when they can't stop the run, and you stopped running the ball, and you got the 1-2 punch, probably the best in the NFL.
Right.
It is.
What are you thinking of?
The play calling has been a problem, Dan. This has been a problem all season long. Here was the fundamental problem, because he's gone. Zach Robinson tried to fit what he wanted to do and make Kirk Cousins do it, not what Kirk Cousins is good at, okay? We saw this at the end where we're doing more play action. He's under center. Think about how when Kirk started last year and we were all going, what the hell are we doing in this shotgun pistol thing? But it didn't change for Michael Penix either. It was almost as if, and they let us know, they said, hey, Penix is more comfortable, Mike, in the pistol. Bullcorn. You need to put him in the position where he can be successful. And that is the fault of our offensive coordinator getting back to your play calling.
Right, and that's why, you know, part of the total package, guys, we went to a defensive coordinator last year. Jimmy Lake got fired. He had never been at this level a defensive coordinator. It was a bad hire. And we saw it. And we lost that game comically the last game of the season last year to Carolina. The defense was, now, Ulbrich, good credit. He turned things around, but the talent was better. But getting back to the coaches, Zach Robinson, this is where I said there's a disconnect with management and the front and the team and the coaching staff. Do you know this guy can't be under center? And where is that? What would be Shanahan do? Shanahan made Matt Ryan do those naked bootlegs. Ryan's like, wow, I got to tape up my ankles. You get a guy out of his comfort level. Penix Jr., you never pressed him. You never worked. He got all the work in practice. He never played in the preseason.
Yeah.
That's on Zach Robinson. And by the way, Zach Robinson never meshed the run game concept with the passing. It's almost like they were two separate parts of the offense and they were on the same page.
Well, that's why the offense was dysfunctional. I mean, like, we didn't score. We were terrible on third downs. I mean, there's a lot of things.
The third down percentage is one of the worst in the league, guys. And then you and I talked about it, being in Berlin, watching that slow motion play action where Penix has got his back to the field. Carl, it never looked right. It never passed the eye test.
Well, and that's why we were a bad offensive team. But it's also why we didn't win the games we should have won. We couldn't punch it in. We couldn't sustain drives. The things that make good teams. And you want to see some good teams? Watch this weekend. Watch Wild Card weekend. Watch divisional round. Watch the NFC and AFC championship game. You'll see what we're talking about.
And Carl, if the things that we argued with Dave Archer a couple weeks back.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code Apron 20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
National guys, because Archie, look, they don't see the Falcons every week. I do, and I think you could argue that maybe somebody's too close to it. Somebody is just giving you an objective when he takes a peek at the Falcons offense. Everyone said we were predictable. Were we predictable because Michael Penix Jr. had to be in that offense? And is this, Carl, it was dumbed down? I don't know. I still don't know what Penix Jr. is going to be, but I will say in his benefit and on his side, I don't think Zach was the right guy for him, period.
That's, I think, Mike, is something that we'll stand on for a long time.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades, anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus,
Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.